though, is that historically, when we've had inflation above 4% and we've had unemployment below 4%, essentially always since World War II, that's been followed by a recession within the next 2 years. Perhaps we will be fortunate and there'll be sufficiently rapid adjustments in commodity prices and other bottlenecks that will make that not happen. Perhaps the Fed will be extraordinarily skillful. But I think the Fed, and lucky, but I think the Fed has a very, very difficult job. I think we can make a contribution by doing things like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release that holds down where oil prices would otherwise go. I think it's a time when we need to be looking at tariff reduction because potentially that could take a percentage point off of the CPI. I think we need to look wherever we can at buying things more inexpensively when the federal government is purchasing. We need to look at immigration flows so as to address this labor shortage. But it's not going to be easy starting from where we are.
That was Larry Summers. I'll tell you what I'll do, just to bring a little levity to it. This is an email I got over the weekend, dated April 8. "Hi, Mr. Wall. Are you mad about these rising gas prices? So am I." You know who it's from? Representative Susie Lee, Congresswoman Susie Lee. "It is Democrat policies that are giving us this Biden spike." They're calling it the Putin spike, but it's really the Biden spike because it began long before the invasion 47 days ago into Ukraine. I'm going to ask Dean Heller about this because this is important stuff. And having been a former U.S. senator, he knows a lot about this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Ukraine's president warned his nation that the coming week would be as crucial as any in the war. Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian troops will move to even larger operations in the east. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russian forces appear to be targeting Ukraine's air defenses.
We have seen the Russians hit airfields in the last couple of weeks, including one near Dnipro just over the last day or so.
Meanwhile, the mayor of the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the Russian siege of his city and that the full death toll could surpass twice that number. Mayor Vadim Boychenko said corpses carpeted the streets of the city. An Islamic State supporter has been guilty of stabbing British lawmaker David Amos to death. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ali Harbi Ali killed the 69-year-old veteran British lawmaker last year while he was meeting with voters at a church hall in England. It was a slaying that shocked the UK and sparked calls for increased police protection for politicians. The 26-year-old defended his actions by saying Amos deserved to die after voting for airstrikes on Syria several years ago. It took the jury just 18 minutes to convict Ali, a London man with Somali heritage. I'm Julie Walker.
Pacific Gas and Electric agreed to pay more than $55 million to avoid criminal prosecution for two major wildfires started by aging Northern California power lines belonging to the nation's largest utility. PG&E does not admit wrongdoing in the two settlements reached with prosecutors for last year's Dixie Fire and the 2019 Kincaid Fire. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 413 points. The NASDAQ dropped 299. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This Easter holiday, see the movie based on the inspiring true story.
Figured it out.
I'm going to be a priest.
For Halloween.
Of Father Stu.
No one wants to hear the gospel from the mouth of a gangster.
Academy Award nominee Mark Wahlberg.
Maybe that's exactly what they need.
And Academy Award winner Mel Gibson.
Man don't lose when he gets knocked down, but when he won't get up.
God ain't giving up on you. Don't you dare go giving up on yourself.
When the man comes around.
Father Stu, exclusively in movie theaters tomorrow. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the first day of the Raiders offseason program under new head coach Josh McDaniels was drama-free today. Of the players on the roster, 98% were on hand to begin phase one of the program, which consists of meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehabilitation over a two-week period. That included quarterback Derek Carr, who's entering the final year of his contract and is involved in negotiations on a new deal. If there was any concern that Carr would use the offseason program in general to put pressure on the Raiders to close a deal, he quickly put that to rest. All offseason activities except for a three-day mandatory minicamp in June are voluntary for players per the collective bargaining agreement. It was a classic matchup, Sweden versus Canada, in the finals of the World Curling Championships at the Orleans Arena. The Swedes had won the past three world titles, including the 2018 championship, which was held at the Orleans, during which a world attendance records were set. Yesterday, Canada took an early 3-0 lead before the Swedes rallied for an 8-6 win in the match, which lasted more than 3 hours. Curling became an Olympic sport in 1998, and the U.S. team won in 2018.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Do look out for blowing dust and debris out there. There are strong gusty winds and reduced visibility on area freeways. There is a crash on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Hidden Valley Road. The off-ramp is closed in that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Well, there are 16 people vying to, for the nomination of the Republican Party and the ability to unseat Steve Sisolak. All of us are praying for that day. One of those 16 is joining us right now. He is Dean Heller, the former U.S. Senator, Republican candidate for governor. It's been a while since he's been on. It's good to have him back. Dean, how you been?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? It's great to talk to you, and good to be in front of your listeners. Thank you.
I've got to ask you, and I've been dying to ask you this question. You, by all accounts, had a comfy life up in northern Nevada, and it just begs the question, why'd you want to get back into this thing?
Well, first of all, you were right about the first part. I did have a comfy life. As you know, we own a ranch up there. My wife owns the ranch, and I just work for her. Every day I wake up, she had a list of to-dos. And that was my list. Sat on a number of corporate boards, and you know, during COVID, everything was done by Zoom. So I'd go outside, do a little bit of work, come in for a meeting, and did that, you know, for a couple of years. Yeah, it was pretty nice. Then all of a sudden, we had a governor that decided to close the state down. That's what he did. He closed the state down. And you stop and think about that, literally put Nevada at the top of every bad list in America, from unemployment to graduation rates, crime rates, even suicide rates. And I said, you know, Nevada can't go on like this. So I jumped into this race.
Let me just ask you, because the polling, the only polling I've seen is the Club for Growth poll. You may have some internal polling that I don't have access to, but it showed that Sheriff Joe was out in front with 28%. You had 22%. Is this going to be a two or maybe a three-man race?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I'm glad you have me on the radio, and I want you to try to put a couple of those other candidates, I'm sure you're trying, so that the voters get a chance to listen to them also, because everybody needs to talk and talk about their vision of the state of Nevada. Right now, you know, I think it's a two-man race, maybe a three-man race with John Lee in there, but I think there's a couple of other candidates that may decide to spend some money. But right now, Kevin, I think you hit the nail on the head. That is, maybe it's a two- or three-man race.
I want to ask you, what is it that sets you apart? You've got a name recognition. You've got a ton of experience in government. What is it that sets you apart from these other 15 candidates?
Well, as you just mentioned, my experience, both at the state level and the federal level, when I was in state government, I probably passed 25, 30 pieces of legislation, convincing, you know, 63 legislators that it was a good idea when I was Secretary of State. And then when I went to Washington, D.C., I passed over 100 pieces of legislation. Can you imagine trying to convince 535 members of Congress and three presidents that my ideas are good? The bottom line is this. If you can do that, you can lead. If you can move that kind of legislation, you can lead the state of Nevada. And I'm always asked, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if the legislature is still Democrat at the time? And the first answer, of course, is I hope it's a Republican legislature. Sure, it would make life a lot easier. But I have served and worked with Democrats, independents, libertarians, and Republicans my whole life, and I'm able to pass over 100 pieces of legislation. That means bringing everybody in the room together to solve these problems. So I think leadership, the ability to move legislation, do what's best for the state of Nevada, I think that's what sets me apart.
Again, former Senator Dean Heller joining us. He is a Republican candidate for governor. And I've got to ask you, because everybody's talking about it, voter integrity, voter integrity, voter integrity. Do you worry that we're not going to have voter integrity when it comes to the general election in November?
Kevin, that is the issue, and everybody is talking about it. As former Secretary of State, you knew I was Secretary of State
yep.
during the 2000 debacle between Bush and Gore. And that was a mess. And stop and think about that. They put a commission together after that debacle, and they came up and said ballot harvesting is the road to corruption in our elections. You know who said that? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said ballot harvesting is the road to corruption in elections. And our last legislative session just passed ballot harvesting. When I was Secretary of State, I made it a felony. I made it illegal. This last legislature, controlled by Democrats, called it good government. Yes, if you're asking me the question, am I concerned about election integrity here in the state of Nevada, the answer is an absolute yes. I do believe we have some of the most corrupt election laws in America. Donald Trump believes we have some of the most corrupt election laws in America. But don't take our word for it. Heritage Foundation, they did a study comparing all 50 states and said the integrity of the election laws in Nevada ranks 50th. 50th of the 50 states. So, yes, I have big, big concerns going into this election cycle.
What is the first thing you would do if I could wrinkle my nose and in November you win the election and you become the governor and you're sworn in? What's the first thing you do?
Voter ID. Kevin, it's voter ID, and you have to be a citizen of this state in order to participate in our elections. I'm going to have to overcome that to get to win in November. But the minute on my first day, voter integrity, having a voter ID and to require citizenship in the state of Nevada is my number one issue.
I know for many people, their number one issue is education. And I want to ask you because school choice is so vitally important. And the fact is that we're going to have initiatives on the ballot perhaps this year relative to that. What about ESAs? Tell me what you think about ESAs, and can we get them reinstated and funded?
Right. First of all, I do support school choice. I want vouchers. I want school choice. But let's think about this for just a minute, Kevin. We have a governor now in his first term. A governor in his first term has locked children out of their schools for half his term. Half his term. We have second graders that can't read now, third graders that can't write, and fourth graders that can't do arithmetic. My daughter, who has a fourth grader, my granddaughter, who's in fourth grade, my daughter received an email from Washoe County School District saying, would you teach your children multiplication? Because they didn't learn it in third grade. So now the only way to teach division is the parents have to teach their kids multiplication since they didn't learn it in third grade so that the teachers can teach them division. Think about that for a minute, Kevin. In fact, I talked to another student that was going into his junior year in high school. This year, I asked him how school was going, and he says, I've been out of school for 3 semesters. So in 2 years of high school, I've only had 1 semester of classes. He says, you tell me how it's going. So we have real problems with our educational system, real problem with this governor locking our students out of their schools. That will not happen in my administration.
I've got to ask you, because I get asked about it all the time, and it's public safety, violence. We've got violence even in our Clark County School District. We've got teachers being raped by students. What are we going to do about the problem with the fifth largest school district in the country, CCSD? What can be done by the governor?
Yeah. First of all, you control the purse strings. Let's keep that in mind. The governor controls the purse strings to the school districts. So what he says goes. If you are a good leader, Kevin, you take a complex issue and then you break it down into less complex issues. And that's what I plan on doing. I want to break this school district down into smaller parts. I would rather see four or five school districts down here so that they are manageable, so that the parents are more in control, working with their teachers and principals. I want to get this out of the hands of school boards. I want CRT no longer to be taught in the schools. I don't want teachers or administrators trying to teach K through 3 sex education. Those are the kind of things that have to stop. It has to be about power to the parents. And that's the program that we have down here in Clark County that has to be expanded. Parents have to be in charge of their kids' education. And in my administration, they will be.
Former Senator Dean Heller joining us. Is winnability going to be a factor? Is the ability to take on Steve Sisolak and beat Steve Sisolak, is that going to be a factor for voters, you think?
Well, of course it is. And, Kevin, I think we're in a great election cycle here where I think the best candidate that comes out in this cycle, in this primary, I'm convinced, and I'll be very honest about this, I think if you're looking at the issues and you're an informed voter, and you've got a lot of informed voters on your show, if you're informed, if you're not informed, you're going to vote for Sheriff Lombardo. If you are informed, you're going to vote for me. And the reason I say that is I don't believe I'm part of a Republican. If you are a Republican and you're a conservative and you think Steve Sisolak is doing a good job, then vote for Lombardo. But if you do not think Sisolak's doing a good job, I am your candidate. I am the only proven conservative in this race. And we talked about the legislation that I passed. All of it was conservative, working closely with the Trump administration to make sure that we brought back some of the best policies for our veterans, for our education, for our tax structure, and all that to the state of Nevada. I'll continue to do that because I am, as I said, the most proven conservative in this race.
You have traversed all 17 counties talking with voters. What, you know, we know about education, we know about public safety. What are some of the other issues that you're hearing from voters? And I know it may differ, northern Nevada, the rurals, southern Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other issues that are going to be in play here?
Yeah. The three most important issues, and then I'll get to specifics. The three most important issues in every race is the economy. It's better schools and it's safer neighborhoods. Those are the three issues that run a governor's race. But looking out there right now, they want to know about voter integrity. They want to care about whether where you are on whether or not you're pro-life, which I am and I'm proud of it. And third, they want to talk about guns. They want to make sure that you are pro-Second Amendment. These are all the differences between me and the sheriff. That's why I say when you're an informed voter, you're going to vote for me because I am the proven conservative. I do believe that Lombardo's a test case in this primary, that you can be wrong on every issue and still win a primary. It's going to be fascinating to see if they can get away with that.
I want to ask you about the debates. There's been some criticism that some candidates didn't make the stage at the Keystone event or maybe some of the other events. First of all, when is the next debate that you're going to be a part of, and how many candidates should be involved? You got 16 candidates that want in.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we probably had a dozen forums, debates, and opportunities for people to see the candidates. Most of them are like this Keystone Club. They will be Rotary Clubs, Women's Clubs, Men's Clubs. So we've literally had a dozen of them so far, and I'm going to guess we have another five or six coming up in the near future. Here's the complaint that I have. So you're hearing complaints. The complaint that I have is that Sheriff Lombardo doesn't show up. We just had a forum this Saturday up at Anthem. With the senior groups up there. So they had a chance to meet every single candidate running for governor. Probably a half a dozen of us were there. We can't get Lombardo to come to these events and to talk about the issues. And what he's trying to do is avoid us asking him questions about abortion, asking him questions about guns, asking him questions about crime statistics. You do know that violent crime is up 25% in this valley. 25%. maybe being an open border sheriff doesn't help. Maybe being for sanctuary cities doesn't help. Maybe practicing catch and release doesn't help. Maybe going on public radio nationally and saying you support defunding the police doesn't help. And that's the problem we have, and that's what people are talking about, because all is spreading crime and drug use around the state of Nevada because Las Vegas is a sanctuary city.
Dean, in our final couple of minutes, every campaign needs something. It's yard signs, it's volunteers, it's walkers, it's folks on phone banks. What is it that, and maybe even, God forbid, money, what is it that your campaign needs right now?
Kevin, first of all, thanks for asking me that question. I have a website, deanheller.com. Pretty simple, deanheller.com. I want people to watch that launch video and see for themselves what we're trying to achieve. It's only 2 minutes long, but to see what we're trying to achieve in this race. Obviously, there's a donate button, and I'd certainly appreciate that also. But this is what I'm trying to do, Kevin. I am trying to run this campaign like the Iowa caucuses. I am trying to get into people's homes. I will do 100 in-home meet and greets between now and June 14th. I will do teletown hall meetings with most of the legislators that we have here in Nevada so that I can reintroduce myself, talk about the very issues we just talked about on this radio show to move forward. So the fact that, to me, this is the Iowa caucuses, getting into homes, talking to your neighbors, is what's most important to me right now, outside of you hitting that donate button on deanheller.com.
Dean, it is always good to have you. It's been a while. I'm glad we got you back on. We'll have you on again. Thank you so much. Be safe out there, okay?
Hey, Kevin, it's pretty windy out here. I will. Thank you.
There you go. Dean Heller, former U.S. Senator, Republican candidate for governor, joining us right here. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust mein Key with mein Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Mein Key, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California. And